Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Pen Insights podcast. This was one that I was hesitant to do, but I decided, fuck it. Let me just go ahead and do it. And for those of you who are listening to the audio version of this on Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Breaker, Radio Public, or Anchor, you are not able to see that, yes, I did change my goatee once again. I shaved off the mustache and just kept the chin part. It's a style that I've had off and on during my high school years and in my early 20s, and I was watching Man of Steel a few days ago and was, for whatever reason, on this particular watch, was fascinated by Michael Shannon's beard as Zod in the later parts of the movie, and just decided, you know what, it's been a few years since I've had that style, let me do it again. Take a sip of my water. And speaking of Michael Shannon's General Zod, which is from Man of Steel, directed by Zack Snyder. Yes, this is another entry in my Release the Snyder Cut series that I've had going off and on since September of 2018. And this one, when you look at my little detailed notes that I have on here, is actually part 14. Yes, that's right, part 14. So, 10-4. And this one, as you can already see from the title of this episode, is, it's called Zack Snyder's Justice League is Coming, So Why Are We Still Fighting Each Other? And the reason why is because those of us those of us in the Snyder Cut community on Twitter and Vero, it's gotten a little ridiculous. To an extent more than usual, because I've talked about a few times before, and I think the last Snyder Cut video or podcast that I did, I talked a little bit about how there was no real unity in the fandom, and while it's definitely more united now, since the announcement on May 20th that Zack Snyder's Justice League is coming to HBO Max in 2021, there is also that very loud, small portion of the community that wants to stir up the shit and just, they're not content with being happy that we're gonna get Zack's true vision of his Justice League story. And instead, they're wanting to accuse other people in the community, in the fandom, of, quote, being clout chasers, and because of the TPZ that I've spoken about before, Team Pro Zack, that certain individuals in that little group, as part of the Snyder Cut community, that certain people outside of that group want to say that they're bullies, that they bully other Snyder fans, that they use Snyder's name as, again, to get clout. And they think, like, oh, you know, what would happen if Zack found out the truth about what you're really doing, and, you know, all the bullying and blah, blah, blah. What they don't realize, the ones that are accusing the TPZ crew of such things, is that Zack is already aware of literally everything that goes on in this community. Per the excerpt that Sean O'Connell posted on Twitter of his Release the Snyder Cut book that'll be coming out next year, that, yes, Zack has had his eye on the movement since day one, and he is aware of everything that has gone on. So, all the finger pointing and the verbal assaults and jabs that have been thrown at him, Zack knows about all that. He knows what we've been doing, the campaigns that we've been running, specific people doing certain things, and Zack knows. So, it's just, I have hated the whole, the idea of the infighting, and like I said, I've talked about it enough times on here, and I'm hoping this is going to be the last time that I'll feel the need to talk about it. It's just so fucking stupid, because, again, we're getting Zack Snyder's Justice League. We are getting his true vision of the story that he wanted us to see, that we were supposed to see in 2017. I mean, we're not going to get an extended version of what we got in theaters, and we're not even going to get the version of the film that he did make, the infamous 2:14 cut. No, because as he said it on Vero, the 2:14 cut was still a compromised version of his story. what we're going to get next year in 2021 is not has no compromise at all. It is going to be 100% what Zack Snyder and Chris Terrio had in mind for that story before the backlash and the critical response to Batman vs. Superman, where Warner Brothers said, oh, no, we gotta shift gears, we gotta change things, you know? It was too dark, they didn't like it, it was too scary, we gotta think about the kids, we gotta sell toys! You know, that's stupid bullshit. But, yeah, and of course, from there were the little rumblings of what would become the Snyder Cut movement began from there. Because, you know, yeah, the critics shit on that movie so much. Of course, you guys already know, if you've been listening to my podcast for almost 2 years, you know that I love Zack Snyder's movies, and you know that I love Man of Steel, that I love Batman v Superman. So, of course, I have to defend, and I've been defending him since then. And then when Justice League happened, well, before that, when the news about his daughter Autumn passing away, and all the critics that jumped on the opportunity to praise that he was being replaced by Joss Whedon, which, like I said, the shit with Joss Whedon, that's a whole other podcast I can dedicate to that. But people who are more credible and more knowledgeable and just overall better presenters than I am have covered it in better, much better detail than I ever can. So I encourage you to check them out. You know, Dave the Film Junkie, Chris Wong Swenson, Real Anarchy guys, and the Comic Book Debate, you know, those kind of people, because they know a lot more than I could ever know, because they have their insiders in Hollywood, so they know what they're talking about. But anyways, and then from there we had the theatrical cut of the movie that was released in 2017, and that's when the movement really kicked into gear, you know, started by, with Fiona, the famous Fiona of the community, but she definitely had a big hand in sparking that fire when talking about the release of Snyder Cut. And, you know, the comic book debate guys, the Faruqi brothers, they got involved as well with Fiona, and certain other people that tried to get involved with, like, petitions, and that became a whole shitstorm as well, which you can check out the interview that they did with Chris Wong Swenson, Ping Pong Flicks. I'll have the link to that in the description to hear their side of what went down with that petition. And then the TPZ crew came about and started doing the Ink to the People campaigns, and then we had Cole and Nana of the Nerd Queens, and the Leaks of Snyder Cut Twitter account, and other people that started getting involved, you know, Dave the Film Junkie, Chris Wong Swenson, Comic Movie Marks, Alex Lantern, you know, 2814, the Film Gob, and Fatal J, and other people slipping my mind right now. Stephen M. Colbert, not to get confused with the late night talk show host, Stephen M. Colbert of Screen Rant, and, you know, Ben Everts and John Aaron Garza of Real in Motion, Real Anarchy. At the time they were DC Film Hub, now they are Real Anarchy. The podcast is Real in Motion. And then myself as well, you know, being inspired by all of them, I created this YouTube channel where I have talked about the stuff with the Snyder Cut off and on for the last 2 years. And most of the time I would report some of the news stories that would come out, because I would hear it from them, and I would get the sources through them, you know, whether it's an article from Screen Rant or an article from, you know, Real Anarchy, just anything like that, I would cite them as my source, and I would report on that. But then, you know, 2019, we had Zack Snyder's Director's Cuts event in Pasadena, where he showed his Director's Cuts of Dawn of the Dead, Watchmen, and Batman v Superman, where a lot of people in the community got together and got to enjoy those movies for that weekend, and, you know, got to meet each other, and friendships were created, and bonds were made, and some of the people that became friends at that event as months progressed and more information about the film started coming out and stuff with Zack and what really went down with him in the studio, that's when the factions started to happen. That's when division started to create. And the people that were friends at the time of that of the SnyderCon, as it's become known, where they started to flip the script, which I guess might be a decent enough term for this, that they would flip the script, and they would flip on them, like where this they were friends before, but because this person said something that this person didn't like, now boom, they are public enemy number one. That's where the infamous 40 Club bullshit started. Because to get the film finished, because yes, Zack Snyder at that was one of the other things that Zack Snyder film the video of Zack at the event that he was saying that he has a cut, it's done, and they took that little snippet of him saying it's done, and just like that's it, he has a movie, it's done, 100% done, just gotta be released, and then other people from like. John Aaron Garza of Real Anarchy, Dave the Film Junkie, would tell people, because Zack started posting the black and white photos of the Snyder Cut on Vero, and people would look at them, and they would ask questions, he would answer questions, and people would always question, why is he posting these in black and white? Well, Dave and Garza, they would often say, it's to hide the imperfections because of visual effects not being complete. And that's where it really started to kick into the gear of the fighting amongst each other, you know, with specific individuals that I have in mind, that anyone in the community who's watching this, particularly, you know, Matt and Shane of Comic Movie Marks, and or even Dave the Film Junkie, if he's watching this, probably not. He has more important shit to be doing in his life besides watching me. But most of us would know specific people that I'm referring to at the moment. Certain people, and I'll just say go with initials, certain individuals with a WR initials, and another one a PS initials, and another one a doctor guy with a V name. And that's where a lot of the descent into petty bullshit came from. And again, that's where the infamous 40 Club nickname came, because, you know, that they're saying like, oh, if, you know, my source is telling me that it's gonna take 30 to 40 million to finish up the VFX of the 2014 Snyder Cut, but the people right here, those whose initials I just gave, they didn't like that. They was like, no, Zack is on video. He said, it's done, you have a cut, it's done, it's up to them to release it. Because, like, what they don't understand, especially the WR guy, who says who's supposed to be an actor, when he says it's done, it means the scenes that he had filmed, were filmed, put together, from start to finish. That's what he means when he says it's done. It means the footage is there, but the visual effects were not finished yet. So by done, he means I filmed what I wanted to film. That's it. And I was on the side of that. I supported and defended Dave and Garza and then even Chris Wong Swenson, because they started to jump on him for saying some of the things as well, because after we had the great event on November 17 of 2019, where we all, it was the last time that we were all truly united, tweeting out release the Snyder Cut, you know, that's when Zack was on Twitter talking about it, and Gal tweeted out the hashtag, Ben Affleck tweeted out the hashtag, and Clay Anos, and other people in Hollywood, and, you know, friends, and everybody else getting together to tweet it out, and Ray Fisher tweeting it out. You know, it was a great day, and I feel like I'm about to sneeze. Hold on. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I feel it. It's on the tip of my nose. And there we go. That's the high quality entertainment that you guys tune in for. But yes, after that, Chris Wong Swenson did a video where he said that the 2014 Snyder Cut is a compromised version of what Zack wanted us to see. And they started to jump on him for saying that. And here we are, six, 7 months later, and Zach is confirming what Chris was saying, that the 214 that we would have gotten in 2017 was a compromised film. It was a compromised story. But they all jumped on Chris for doing that video. And I just think it's hilarious because, you know, since for as long as I've been a fan of Chris Wong Swenson's videos on his YouTube channel, I've always looked at him as like, whereas Dave the Film Junkie is, because he has this casual Batman stuff, so he's Batman. He's the dark side, if you will, and, you know, not dark side as in dark side. I mean dark side as in, you know, he's dark because he's the Dark Knight or the Drunk Knight. As his casual Batman goes, but Chris Wong was the beacon of hope, the light, the hope and optimism as Superman, because he is a Superman guy, just like me. That's another reason why I love him. And so to see people jumping on him for that, for saying that the 214 is a compromised story, is just like, Why are you jumping on him? He is probably the nicest person. Like, because there's Chris, and then there's the Faruqi brothers. They're the nicest people ever. I mean, again, like I've talked about before, the Faruqi guys, Faruqi brothers, they gave me permission to use a clip of one of their videos on my Wonder Woman podcast that I did in 2018. You know, they didn't have to do that, but they allowed me to use that Zachary Levi clip, and I'm very thankful to them for that. They are great group of guys, have always been good to me. I've always had good interactions with them. Would love to meet them one day. I hope that I will. You know, if I can get this podcast on the road, go to conventions, maybe I'll get to meet them at New York Comic Con sometime. Since I know that they are all up in the Northeast area, New York and New Jersey and I think Canada as well. I'm not 100% sure. But I know at least Shiraz is in New York. But yeah, just all the bullshit fighting, and then just, again, like, the accusing of bullying, and the other, you know, saying, like, oh, this person is, you're not for Zach, that you're a part-timer, because you're not tweeting out the hashtag every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of fucking, all, like, if you're not tweeting it out 24/7, then you're a part-timer in the Snyder Cut community, because, you know, they had that gatekeeper mentality, that stupid fucking gatekeeper mentality that I always talk about, that I hate it so fucking much. I hate gatekeeping. I hate gatekeepers in fandoms, whether it's the Snyder Cut fandom, any kind of DC fandom, Marvel fandom, wrestling fandom, video game fandoms. I hate the gatekeeper people. They can fuck off, because, and I almost was that kind of person years ago. I almost was, and I hate that I almost was. But people that they get mad when somebody starts to talk about, oh, I like this, but, you know, I didn't used to like it before, but I love it now. They're like, oh, then you're a fake fan. You're a part timer. Blah blah blah. It's like, look, they like what they like. Just fucking be okay with it, you know. And I've talked about that on a lot of podcasts too. Talking about how fandoms get that tribal mentality that they just don't, you know, like. You know, and I get into it with a lot of people on Twitter because of that. Like, you know, like, I've always made it known that Henry Cavill is my favorite Superman. Man of Steel is my favorite Superman story, my favorite Superman movie, my favorite Zack Snyder movie. And I get a lot of shit from people saying, like, no, that's not Superman. My Superman is Christopher Reeve. And, like, that's cool. That's who I was introduced to as Superman. Superman the movie, the original Superman the movie from 1978, is my second favorite Superman movie of all time. Sure, part of it, that might be nostalgia, but it is a genuinely great movie. The extended cut, especially. I haven't watched the 3-hour TV version that I've seen going around on Amazon, but apparently Richard Donner does not like the 3-hour quote unquote TV version. So, you know, that's fine. I'm good with the extended Blu-ray that I have on the Superman anthology set. You know, I'd say, like, oh, you know, like, no, you're. Like, I get a lot of shit for liking Henry Cavill's Superman, and I get a lot of shit for liking Ben Affleck's Batman. You know, it's like, okay, you don't have to like them. You have your preference. That's fine. You think Christian Bale is the best Batman? cool. His Batman movies are my favorite. If you think Michael Keaton was the best Batman, that's cool. I loved his movies too. You think Adam West is the best Batman? Cool. His as goofy as his show was, I have a good time watching it. You know, just because I like something that you don't like doesn't mean that I'm wrong. It's just my personal preference. And that's how these they would get too. That's how the gatekeeping would get in the Snyder Cut community. It's I hate it so fucking much. And then but the end the fighting each other, breaking that it's like they broke up into these little factions of just, you know, they you have to it has to be this way or no way. Like when I made my Snyder World Order SWO logo that I have as 4 t-shirt designs available in the Minitized Pocket store. Link is in the description below. Cheap plug, gotta always get that in. That the original logo that I made for that, I posted it on Twitter. I was very proud of it. I was excited to share that, combining my love of Zack Snyder with my love of professional wrestling. And I saw some people using that logo, trying to harass other people and filmmakers, like harassing anyone that dared to say or post anything that in their eyes is considered anti-Zack Snyder. Like they would post a picture of Robert Pattinson, you know, from Twilight, you know, sparkly pictures of him from Twilight, saying, "Oh, we don't want this Batman, we want this Batman," and they would put a picture of Ben Affleck's Batman. And I fucking hate that. I was so pissed off that something I created with my passion and for my love of the fandom and my love of those characters and these stories and these people, that someone took my creation and used that to harass others. I was so beyond pissed off about that, trust me. You have no idea how much it pissed me off. Because I'm excited to see Matt Reeves' Batman. I'm excited to see Robert Pattinson as Batman. Because, yes, when I used to make fun of him in the Twilight movies. I admit that. But I've seen him in other stuff outside of Twilight. And I've seen that he is a very good actor. And then when I finally got to watch The Lighthouse a few months ago, I was just like, fuck yeah. That's the Batman I want. That's going to be the Batman. You know, because I would always see people like, oh, they would put up a picture of him from Twilight, like, oh, this is our new Batman, and I'm just like, no, this is our Batman, you know. And I look at the Lighthouse, it's a fucking amazing movie, and I think it's a travesty that movie did not get any acting nominations for Robert or for Willem Dafoe or for even Best Picture, because it is a fucking amazing movie. I mean, it did get cinematography, but it deserved way more than just that. And eventually I am going to do a movie review for that. I need to watch it again. I only watched it the one time, but I was so fucking blown away by that I watched all the behind the scenes features on there. But anyways, getting slightly off track. And yeah, I would see them sharing that in the SWO logo with other people talking about DC stuff that, again, they considered anti-Zack Snyder. Because, you know, they to steal a phrase from Revenge of the Sith, they became the very thing that they swore to destroy. Because they hate people that can't let go of their love of Christopher Reeve Superman or Michael Keaton Batman, and they're you need to let go of that. You need to embrace these new iterations of the characters. But then they're shitting on the new iterations of the characters that are going to be coming out. In favor of, no, we don't want this new Batman, let's stick with this Batman. And don't get me wrong, like I said, I love Ben Affleck's Batman. He is my favorite Batman performance. Like, I posted it on Facebook like a week ago, I think, that it showed all the, you know, Michael Keaton, Adam West, George Clooney, Val Kilmer, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, saying, what is your favorite Batman? And I said, for individual performance, it's Ben Affleck. For the movies overall, it's Christian Bale. And I feel that's a fair opinion to have, and most people would agree with that, and most people have agreed with me on that. And so, just because I've seen a lot of people shitting on Christian Bale because of that as well, because they think, that's not what Batman is supposed to be. And to be fair, yeah, the Dark Knight trilogy is not a quote comic accurate Batman story, because Christopher Nolan is not a comic book guy. You know, most of these directors are not comic book guys. Tim Burton is not a comic book guy. Joel Schumacher is not a comic book guy. Christopher Nolan is not a comic book guy. Comic book guy, rather. But Zack Snyder is. And from my understanding, Matt Reeves is also a comic book guy. Because he's spoken very, very openly and freely and very happily about The Long Halloween being his favorite Batman story. And, you know, to me, to pull that out of the magician hat, or pull that rabbit out of the hat, not a lot of people, because most people, when they talk about the comics and talk about what their favorite Batman stories are, most of the time they go with Dark Knight Returns or The Killing Joke, but he pulls out Long Halloween, and Long Halloween is an amazing story, and Batman Year One is also one of my favorites. But yeah, The Long Halloween is probably, I would have that tied with The Dark Knight Returns as my favorite Batman stories. But yeah, because everyone's always complaining, like, we need comic accuracy. Comic accuracy doesn't mean shit to me. As long as it's a great story, I'm good. But just, yeah, the gatekeeping mentality, like, because Ben Affleck had the most comic accurate Batman costume and performance, in my opinion. And that's why I love him, and that's why I'm so excited that we get to see the real performance of him in Zack Snyder's Justice League next year. Not that shit that they forced us to watch on November 17th, 2017. I'll be happy to never watch that version of Justice League ever again. And when Zack Snyder's Justice League finally does come out, I will be happy to sell my Blu-ray copy of Justice League. I have it sitting on a shelf waiting to take it over to wherever, you know, Suncoast, and sell it, assuming Suncoast will still be open by then. Because I've heard they've had some financial troubles lately as well. But anyways, the gatekeeping mentality and the infighting, the accusing each other of bullying each other, accusing of clout chasing, and using the movement for financial gain, and calling each other part-timers and full-timers, you know, because... you know, like, that's why, like, after a while, I was not as active in the Snyder Cut movement as I was in the beginning. Like, you know, I never had the hashtag in my Twitter handle, and I wasn't tweeting it out 24/7. Because while I still talked about it, and I would tweet it out every now and then, I wanted to keep my distance from it because I didn't want to be associated with that toxic side of the group. You know, I didn't want to be lumped in with that negative image of what it was. And because, as I've said many times on here as well, I like to promote positivity. You know, I'm like the New Day. It's the power of positivity. Let me, you know, clap like the New Day. You know, New Day rocks. New Day rocks. I'm very random tonight. I don't know what the fuck's going on with me. I've been having a hell of a time tonight. I've been feeling a little off, you know, for the last couple of days, and I don't know exactly what it is, but you know what? At the moment, I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah. And probably it's because, you know, just finished watching the Dave, you know, on Dave's The Film Junkies channel, the casual Batman live stream, and that always puts a smile on my face. Now. Sorry, just got a notification on my laptop. Sinister Cinema Reviews put up a new video. I'll watch that on my TV in a little bit. Shit, where was I going with this? My mind, and it's fucking hot right now, so I better wrap this up so I don't faint from heat exhaustion. Actually, you know what? Let me just turn the fan on real quick. Let me reach frick ball. There we go. Yeah. Hope y'all watching the video didn't mind getting a look at my ass for a couple seconds. Don't worry, I have shorts on. Anyone who's not watching this and you're listening to on Spotify or wherever else, I do have shorts on. But I really hate just, and then again, like, cause they sharing screenshots from DMs, trying to prove, oh, you said this, and you said this, and then also trying to show people that are in the fandom and the community to show, like, oh, they're not really for. They're anti-Zack Snyder by showing older tweets where they said some things that are, I guess you could say was is contradictory to what they've been saying now. Excuse me. And that's just why are we still doing this bullshit? Why are we still fighting each other? Why is there fighting going on at all? Why do we have to accuse each other of being a clout chaser or being a part-timer or, you know, all the stupid bullshit of just like, oh, you were never for really for Zack Snyder, and like, it's like we're getting the fucking movie, we're getting Zack Snyder's Justice League next year, HBO Max, 2021. So why are we fighting? We're getting the fucking movie. So why are we fighting? Come on, God damn it! I don't understand. I just don't understand it. I really don't. And my voice is going a little high. I don't know what's going on. I guess it happens when my anxiety starts to shoot up a little bit and I get a little excited, as no doubt you can see and hear. But yeah, just why are we fighting? We won. We are getting the movie, and just talking about it with my friend Justin, it's just. You know, and we kind of agree. It's all about taking a lot of the for a lot of them, certain ones specifically. They just want the credit. They want the pat on the back. They want to be the ones that they say that, oh, we're getting Zack Snyder's Justice League because of you. You are the reason why we have it. You know, they want the credit. They want the praise. Because they want to be the face of the movement, they want to take the credit. Like no, and like no, we are getting, and then the people that defend them, especially like no, we're getting the movie because of him, specifically him. No, we're not. As you know, Ohio Dave, tweet that he. Let me see if he still has it pinned on his Twitter. Because it's I love the what he put on this tweet. If it's still the pinned tweet, I hope it is. And if not, then I'll have to paraphrase and think of it off the top of my head, because I don't remember. Shit. It's a fucking laptop. I hate when it freezes like this. Feel Joanna. Yes, I'm doing singing quotes from Sweeney Todd, because I was watching the video on that from the Dead Meat channel, and it was wonderful. Oh, fucking, let me check it on here instead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, I don't have the Sweeney Todd Blu-ray, but I do want to get it, because it is a wonderful movie. It's one of my absolute favorites. I think it might actually be my second favorite Tim Burton movie. But anyways, let me type it in. Ohio Davey. Come on, Ohio. Alright, hurry up. Load up. There we go. Ohio Davey. I really hope that that's the top, still his pinned tweet. Yeah, here it is. He posted it on May 19th. Because, again, he's... You know, and he has the inside scoop with Zack, so he knew what was up. And he says, if you are a Zack Snyder fan and supported him, use the hashtag even once, donated $1, bought his films, defended him, put him in a positive light, anything at all, you help this happen. Don't let anyone tell you different. And it's the truth. So, why are we fighting? Why is there any fighting? Anybody that tweeted the hashtag even once, donated any to any of the AFSP campaigns, bought any of the shirts. I have 3 of the Zack Snyder shirts and one of the and the hat. I've donated to different to the AFSP charities that have been organized from the Nerd Queens and TPZ, Dave the Film Junkie. Doing videos like this, talking about the Snyder Cut. Writing articles. I haven't written any articles, but others that have written articles on websites promoting the Snyder Cut. We all did this as a collective. You know, we all did it together. It was a collective effort. But really, all of this was orchestrated by Zack Snyder. He was always the face of this movement. And so people that want to say that this person is the face of the movement or that person is the face of the movement, it was never them. It was never any of us. None of us, no individual in this community was the face of this movement except Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder was always the face of it. It was always about Zack Snyder and getting Zack Snyder's film to see the light of day, for us to see the true vision that Zack Snyder wanted us, his fans, to see. Because Zack Snyder loves his fans. He loves his fans. When before the movie was officially announced, and he would post these things on Vero, people would ask, like, why aren't you posting it on Twitter? And he says, because I don't care. They would be more mainstream. And he would say, I don't care about mainstream. I'm doing this for you. Because he loves his fans, and his fans love him. So why can't we love each other? That's a good spot to end it on. Thank you all so much for watching this one and listening to this one. I hope you all enjoyed hearing me ramble on for almost 40 minutes. And if you're not subscribed, please do so. On YouTube, the subscription's right there, right here. Hit the notification bell so you can get all the good shit that I post on here, or the good shit that I'm trying to post on here, at least. And if you don't want to see my ugly little mug, you can get the audio-only version on Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, Anchor. All the links are in the description below. Check out the Minutize Podcast store. That link is in the description below. Like I said, I have the Snyder World Order shirt on there, four versions of it, with the white logo, red logo, blue logo, black logo. Snyder 214 t-shirt inspired by the Austin 316 design. The Wake the Fuck Up t-shirt, the awesome and famous quote from the Snyder Con from Zack Snyder himself saying, wake the fuck up. And that one, with the design for that one inspired by the Fuck Fear Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt. A lot of my Snyder shirts that I have on my store are wrestling inspired. So, yeah. Just any other shirts that are in there that you see a design that you like, you know, feel free to pick them up. I've got some good ones, you know. You know, not to pat myself on the back. You know, I've got some good stuff on there, and if you love me, and if you love what I do on this channel, then please support me by donating to my Hall of Justice on my Patreon. That link is in the description below. $1 a month. I'm not asking for much. I'm a cheap guy, so I'm only asking for a dollar, and yeah. And if you haven't already, you can check out the other stuff that I have on this channel. On my worst of best rankings, my retro film reviews, my classic wrestling pay-per-views, my regular movie reviews, my other regular podcast episodes on here. And if you have any ideas that you want to share with me for a podcast, or any requests, or anything at all, or you just want to talk to me, you can do so on all of my social media. The links are down below. I am Fozitude on Twitter, Fozitude on Vero, Fozitude on Instagram. And if you're a wrestling fan, you can check out my Down for the Count wrestling page on there that I co-run with my friend Nikki. All that good shit is in the description below that I'm pointing down right here. You know, down there. I don't know why I kept doing that. That felt weird. Yeah, that was a little weird. But anyways, yeah. Thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. I love and appreciate every single one of you who do. My channel is a home of positivity, or at least I try to be positive, even when I go on rants where I shit on certain people. So I guess that might be considered a hypocrite for that. But yeah, I like to promote positivity, and I hope that you all are doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves, taking care of your loved ones, and hope you have a wonderful day, and hope that your week will be an even better one as well. This has been the Minutize Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see you all next time. Bye-bye.